In that time, I've never stopped learning. Even now, as I'm teaching, I'm only teaching what I've learned thus far. But even as I teach, as I've said on numerous occasions, I learn more than anyone. So, night and day praying exceedingly, we might see your face. Perfect that which is lacking in your faith. There's always something. It is truly said. People will say to me, I say, well, you know, Christ wants us to be perfect. They say, well, we'll be perfect when we're dead. And I agree. I will be perfect when I'm dead. But it's not that you can't walk, you know, you can't be 99% corrupt and then die and suddenly you're perfect. Perfection of faith or your moral character, virtue, all those things. There is a process. Some things happen instantly. Some things take a little time. And if you think I'm just making excuses, the Apostle Paul said this. I'm going to not forget Romans too quick, because I learned so much from Romans. And I hope that you've already listened to Romans and you learned all these things, so that this is sort of just a refresher of thought. But to paraphrase, despise not the goodness and long-suffering of God, which leadeth thee to repentance. Okay? Remember, if you are ahead of someone else, it's because God was patient with you. So be patient with your brethren. Verse 11. Now God himself, and our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct your way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all. All men. Well, men isn't. Sometimes I leave out those italicized words because they are. It's not that they don't belong. It's just they are not technically in the Greek, but sometimes they're not required by the ancient language. So, but they are kind of. To make the sentence better in English, sometimes they add all men. Like they'll say men because it is to complete the thought. You know, we don't usually end our sentence with a preposition, so sometimes it'll add things. Not that all is a preposition, I understand that. But toward all men, it's somewhat more, you know, even as we toward you. So there's a, you know, we do toward you. The verb is supplied. It's a figure of speech, actually. It's called ellipsis. It's when you supply a word from a preceding clause. The preceding clause says, you know, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do, which is hearkening back to the verb make. The Lord make you to increase, as we toward you. We make you to abound, the Lord also. Or as the Lord makes it towards you, makes you toward other people, also as we are towards you. Well, nevertheless, in grammar. Verse 13. To the end he may establish your hearts, unblameable, in holiness, before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Christ, Jesus Christ, with all his saints. Now, this is important. You notice how Paul is mentioning the coming of Christ a lot in this chapter, in this book of Thessalonians, this letter he wrote to them. In the end of the first chapter, end of the second chapter. Not that, remember, Paul didn't have chapters, he just wrote them a letter. The chapters and verses were added later for the convenience of people studying. But they were added by people who were trying to find logical breaks, and for the most part, they did a pretty good job. And again, here we have another chapter ending with a reference to the coming of our Lord. Because it is going to be covered extensively in the next chapter to a degree. Christ is coming with all his saints. So in what manner are they going to come? That's going to be a question that Paul is going to address directly. He directs our way unto you. Notice Paul, as all believers do, we look to God for our direction. God, you know, if I can't, if something is not happening that I want, I look for God to make the way. Remembering that He makes the way. Not that we don't do anything. We try to plan, but we, you know, we take everything that happens in stride because we know God is directing our ways. And He's the one who makes us increase in love one toward another and toward all. Now, you know, I'm sad I skipped that because He makes you to increase and abound in love. This goes back to what I say about grace and faith and love, that, you know, the New Testament says we got to abide by the law of faith. In the law, Jesus says, codified and simply, love your neighbor as yourself. Right? And if you do that, you'll fulfill all righteousness. At least it's an exception. There's also our duty to God. There's two, you know, love your Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you follow those two to their logical, and it's extended quite a bit, you know, you'll fulfill the law. Okay. How though? What if you don't love your neighbor? What if you're filled with hatred? See, it is impossible for man to fulfill the things that God requires of man to obtain salvation. That is why they are given. That is the way He makes us to increase and abound. That's why He is the author and finisher of our faith. That's why He establishes our hearts unblameable and holiness before God. See, our hearts have to be established unblameable. It's not, you know, and some people say, well, it's because of the cross. God wears goggles whereby you might be sleeping with a prostitute, but God looks at you and He sees righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's blasphemy. Or something very, that's heresy. Whatever you want to call it. That's wrong. God doesn't put blinders on. Though, in our ignorance, He winks at us at times, right? And He suffers long with us, even though we be His elect, right? But, God wants us to fulfill Christ-likeness. He wants us to be unblameable in holiness in His sight. Because He sees all things. The Lord, you know, the thing is, God tries the heart. He looks on the heart. I mean, He doesn't put on rose-colored glasses and not even look at the outward. He looks at the outward and the inward. You know, these people who want to say that God doesn't see the sins that people work. No, 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 He does. Those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why He has to establish you unblameable in holiness.